Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Sunday, the 22nd November 2015. I am Steve, and we've got Colin from Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Oh, we're doing very good tonight, mate. Doing really good. What a day. What a day. Superb stuff.
It's all right, isn't it? So go on then, West Ham. Let's get straight into it. Thoughts?
Yeah, look, absolutely fantastic performance today. We're having a great season, as we know, but we always sort of chat about, you know, wanting that game that you can sort of sit back and relax and enjoy. And certainly after after the third goal, it was just great to be able to sit there and soak it all up and really enjoy the game and watch the football that we're playing. But, Steve, I just thought it was an absolute joy to watch from the start. You know, it was a bit cagey for the first, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and West Ham looked like, you know, they're going to be hard to break down. You know, they seemed very, very tight and looking, obviously, to hit us on the counter-attack. But, you know, once we got going, I just thought the intensity of the game, the pace in our game, everything about it just looked superb. And every player on that pitch put an absolute shift in. And one thing, obviously, you were at the game, which you wouldn't have seen, but, you know, on TV, you could actually hear, they must have had a microphone near Pochettino today, and you could actually hear him shouting at them.
Yeah.
You know, about closing down. And, like, I think it was the 92nd minute. I could still hear him, you know, giving those instructions, you know, getting him still to close. I don't know why he was shouting squeeze or press, whatever he was shouting at them, but it was just absolutely superb. And sitting here tonight, absolutely buzzing about the whole performance. And it was a massive win, because they're the games usually that we always look at and go, you know, look, we just need to get this victory, because Chelsea aren't on a good run, but they're coming next week, and Liverpool had a good result against City. You know, so you're just looking like, let's just get the win. Arsenal drop points, get us in that group. And usually, year after year, it's the game that we fall at. But today, just
wonder what you were going to say there, superb.
Just absolutely superb they were, and it was great, mate. Absolutely super, and obviously you were at the game, so. You know, you've got definitely a lot of stories to tell from that aspect of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, going to the game, I was quite confident, actually. Very rarely do I feel confident. You know, sort of the last, three or four years, you sort of think, well, it could be 0-0, it could be any score, either way. But for this game, I was thinking, you know what, I'm confident today. They had their best player missing, obviously, and we are, for the first time in probably since 87, playing our full-strength side, you know, week in, week out. I mean, we're only in November, you know, and I do hope it continues like this. But, you know, when you think of great sides, you know, any side really, you can reel off the 99 Man United side, can't you? You can, you know, begrudgingly reel off a couple of Arsenal teams in the last 20 years. You know, Everton 86, 87, that sort of team. You know, Liverpool from the mid 80s. You know the sides. And same with Spurs. You know, you can reel off that 87 side. Because, you know, it played week in, week out. And for the first time in, since I've supported Spurs, you know, properly, you know, being able, old enough to buy my own ticket and go, yeah, this is the first time we've had a run of games where we're actually playing our best side. Fantastic. Long may it continue. You know, I just worry, you know, obviously, like everybody does, you know, if Harry Kane gets a kick and, you know, he's out for a little while. because I think in every other department on the pitch, we've got really good cover. But, you know, Cole, we've played seasons where we lose our two centre-backs for 6 months. you know, we lose a left back for 6 months and someone has to cover. And you remember a couple of years ago, wasn't it, Danny Rose got injured and we had to play Vertonghen on. It just ruined the whole shape of the side for about 3 months. And we've not had that, luckily. I'll come back and talk about the squad a little bit later on, because there's a few comments made on the radio coming home. But, you know, just that confidence going into the game, looking at the side, going, well, we the side picks itself. You know, Lamella's out, so the obvious replacement is Sun coming in. You know, and who I like the look of so much. Yeah, he's getting his touch back. But I think when we get that touch, when he really gets that touch, really gets a few run of games going, I can see him being one of the first names on the team sheet. I really can.
Yeah, look, I agree with you, Steve. You know, you're right about the team, you know, picking itself. And that was the thing, you know, whenever I seen, you know, the lineup was sort of, I guess, you know, obviously we knew Lamella was out, that Son was going to come in the team. And you're right what you're saying there as well about him, you know, getting his touch back. He looks sharp. I know he scored a couple of goals, you know, in the international games there during the week. So, you know, it does. And, you know, another thing's going to happen here as well. Obviously, Dele Alli's got, you know, a really unfortunate yellow card. When I don't know, when you watch it back, or if you just watch it back a match today tonight, the guy actually does nothing wrong. He literally stands up for Harry Kane. And what do you call it? Noble.
Yeah.
Noble actually should have had a yellow card at least on three other occasions in that game. And then, you know, he lashed out at Kane, threw Kane down. And Dele Alli just comes up like loads of players do, you know, when it gets in the heat of the moment, and just sort of sticks his chest out. He doesn't put his head into him. He doesn't do anything. The other guy sort of grabbed him. He doesn't do a thing. But, you know, what I'm saying is he's out of that Chelsea game. But, you know, you have your Ryan Mason. And I was actually really glad that he made the change quite quickly, because it gave Mason a good 25, near 30 minutes back in the team. Because obviously he's the guy that's going to come into the team.
Yeah, you know, for next week. Yeah, I didn't realise that.
I just sort of thought I'd end as well.
I didn't realise that Dele Alli is out now.
Yeah, he's out for the Chelsea game.
Oh, no.
That was his fifth yellow.
Yeah.
So that's why he was actually quite upset. You've seen his face after he was booked. So he's suspended for next week. But obviously Mason's going to come in. But the other thing is you have Lamella back in the squad as well next week. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, he might just bring... I think Mason will start. I think he'll go Darren Mason. And I thought Son done enough today. You know, Lamella might have to force himself back into the side as well. But
yeah,
you're right what you're saying. It's just great to know the team. Week in, week out, we know the team. Yes, we're having a run. Touch wood. You know, we won't have too many injuries, you know, coming on board. And I do feel, come January, we're only a month and a bit away from it. I do feel this is, you know, a bit like the Redknapp time. Remember when we were right there, we were crying out for a couple of good signings.
Yeah.
I think it could be different this time, you know, because I think Levy will back this guy. And that's where we still need another striker, Steve. Because as you say, if something happened to Kane or one of these other players, then, you know, you could see maybe a bit of hassle with it. But, no, look, it's superb, Steve. And, you know, to get into the match, you know, it's saying like a great first goal from Harry Kane. You know, the play, Dembele again, we'll talk about him. He was my man of the match. He was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
The strength, his pace. He's just doing what we've all been crying out for, for years about him. But, you know, Harry Kane, what a fantastic goal. Showed strength to turn him. You know, a bit fortunate when it came off Alli. Great goal. We scored another goal from a corner. And I'm absolutely loving Toby. You know, he's just superb. And again, when you watch back a match today, the movement that he does in the box to get that goal, because obviously when you're there live, you don't see it all, was, you know, absolutely first class. And then, obviously, Harry missed that golden chance. And it was sort of, oh, dear, you know, whenever he missed it, it was sort of, oh, don't let this come back to bite us. But one big thing, before I let you get on, Steve, I wanted, and the amount of times that we play really well, maybe have two-goal lead, and we come out in the second half and we don't start. And we just sort of go through the motions.
Yeah.
You know, passing the ball along the back and it's all sort of back, forward, sideways. And, you know, there's no energy. I thought from the first whistle of the second half, they were straight out of the blocks. And the crowd, you know what that does as well? It gets the crowd up. The atmosphere sounded brilliant today.
Yeah.
And you know, we got the third goal early, and that, you know, it was game over. So, brilliant. You know, you could sit and talk about that game all day. You know, but it was superb.
Well, it was a change again, wasn't it? You know, coming out for the second half, you think, you know, if they nick one, you know, get that ball into the box. I mean, all they really had to do was just get the ball into the box, and they didn't do it because, I'm sorry, Andy Carroll is a handful. You know, you lump it up to him, and he was winning lots of headers. I don't know if it came across on telly, but he is a handful. He's a big presence up there. But they weren't lumping it into him. I think maybe because you know, the fullbacks, you know, played particularly well and with a lot of cover, stopping the crosses coming in. But you could see him waving his arms, sort of going, "Get it up to me." But you know, they didn't do it. You know, so I was really pleased that we did start the second half with a goal, because, like you say, yeah, it's very rare that's for a Spurs fan that you can actually sit back and relax. And you know, of course, we had a moment of madness with Kyle Walker towards the end, but you know, generally he's you know, he played the first, as we've said, the first six games, he was, you know, making these, you know, big mistakes, and then, you know, playing the rest of the game all right. Or pretty well, but now he seems to have eradicated these huge mistakes at the wrong moments. You know, 4-0 down, it's not to, you know, don't really mind him doing that, but you know, he's really upped his game. So brilliant. Danny Rose again, just he's all energy, isn't he? And the two centre backs just ooze class. Dyer again, class in midfield. And obviously Dele Alli, and like you say, Mason coming on, you know, you think, well, this is terrific because he's such a good player as well.
Brilliant performance.
Yeah. Son, as we said, played pretty well. Eriksen, the first 20 minutes was awful. So lightweight, but then he grew into the game as well and sort of was like, you know, stop, you know, take... Not taking the game by the scruff of the neck, but just sort of thinking, you know, I keep getting pushed over here. I need to sort this out, and he did. He didn't shy away. So he grew into the game brilliantly. Dembele, just fantastic. Do you remember him last year when we played West Ham at home, and he played so poorly that he got himself deselected from the Chelsea Cup final?
Yeah, that's right.
Because he was so poor. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Harry Kane, his all-round game, you know, fantastic for England. Yeah, you saw the proper Harry Kane, didn't you, in that England game against France, the way that he comes into play and he plays everybody in. He's just such an all-round really good footballer. I just thought he could have played the subs a little bit earlier, because I was really worried about, you know, someone picking up a knock, because obviously we've got a soppy trip to Carabag and Chelsea next Sunday. I mean, in my opinion, you know, five or six of those players don't even get on a plane. You know, but he probably will have to go with Harry Kane, because I don't think we've got another striker, have we?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, going to be the problem. And obviously it's a game, I think, you know, we need to win as well, Steve, you know, because, you know, obviously they're going for the Europa League this year as well. And I think it'll still take out a very, very strong side. You know, there'll be certain key changes in it. But you're right, you know, going through the whole team, just solid everywhere. You're right, Eric Dyer, you know, he's just been superb.
Yeah.
And Dembele is just on absolute fire at the minute as well. But funny, even watching that game, and this is a real strange thing to say as being a Spurs fan, is I was watching it, and Chelsea still obviously aren't firing on all cylinders when I watched their highlights. And I just went, if we play with that intensity and that type of football next week, I can't see any other result than a Spurs win.
Yeah,
you know, that's how good we're playing and how confident I think we're all feeling about the team. You know, but it's just super stuff, Steve, and it's just a pleasure to watch. And you know, I think we need to remember as well. And what I liked about today's result too is, if there is a bad result next week or a slight slip up, it's not the end of the world. We're still in that group. We're still in that group. And look, can happen to anybody. Look at Arsenal yesterday going up to West Brom. You know, nobody was expecting that there. So, that, you know, that was great to see. But we're just on this run, Steve. You know, 12 games unbeaten in the league. And obviously that one game, first of the season, Kyle Walker own goal. So, look, things are just superb. And I just hope we keep it going, because with a great run of games, they showed it there earlier. You know, it's Chelsea at home, and then I think it's West Brom, Newcastle. I think it was Norwich and Watford or something. I think they're, you know, so there's a lot of real good winnable games.
Yeah.
It's coming up for us over the, you know, right up to Christmas. So look, it's super stuff. And then hopefully if we're still in around it, you know, that one key signing, or, you know, just bring in that extra bit of blood.
Yeah, well,
you know, just to lift everybody.
I think we need another centre back, because I think Fazio, you know, there's no point in being at the club, is there? You know, there's not. I mean, Wimmer has got to have a game. I think he's got to have it.
There, he wasn't even on the bench again tonight.
No,
Steve.
I know.
You know, it's strange.
We got a lot of good players. That's the thing.
I know.
You know, I touched on it earlier, but when I got in the car, one of the first things I heard them say was, "Oh, having a debate, all these experts." And they were saying about how there isn't much depth in the Spurs squad, because they talked about the bench and they went through the players on the bench and they said, well, yeah, it's not as strong a squad as Liverpool, for example. And they're, yeah, it's not as strong as that. I was like, well, wait there, you know, sorry. And then they talked about injuries in the Liverpool squad. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, wait there, mention injuries in our squad as well. Because you've got Bentaleb, who at the start of the season we were all raving about, saying he's going to be the superstar. Well, he played two or three games. He wasn't brilliant in any of them. But then he got injured, didn't he? So he's one to come back as well. And then you've got Lamella, who didn't play.
Yeah.
And then you've got Sun, who was out for a few games injured. So, you know, like we say, everyone gets injuries. And, you know, but they didn't mention that. We've got a terrific squad. We really, really have.
Yeah, we do.
When you're talking about, you know, next week, Dele Alli's out, so Mason comes in.
Yeah,
now, that's brilliant.
And you've Lamella coming back in as well there too. You know,
yeah,
so,
Lamella coming.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. But where do you feel, Steve, for January?
Well, I think we definitely need to get a striker.
Yeah.
And a centre back. You know, as I've always said, my mate Ryan Mason.
Yeah.
Ryan Shawcross. Shawcross,
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, just as that backup centre back, I think it'd be fantastic. But
I agree. And I know we've sort of went off the beaten track there. In a striker, do you know, I was thinking about this all week, you know, and I know it probably won't happen, but this guy, Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
I said to Christopher today, we were coming back from his football, look, this is the time to go and make a statement.
Yeah.
And I know the guy's 27 or so, but he's on fire, and the pace, he's completely different to what we have.
Yeah.
And I would just go in there and fire in, say, an £18 million bid.
Mm.
I don't think he's worth 15 or 18 million,
no,
personally, but I think this just could be a time just to go, do you know what? We might get another couple of good seasons out of this kid.
Yeah.
Let's just go and spend 18, 20 million on him.
Yeah.
And just go and put a statement out to the league. And, you know, okay, Leicester are top of the league and you can't knock them. They're playing brilliant.
Mm.
But, you know, can the likes of a Jamie Vardy, from, you know, coming from non-league over the last 4 years, and then a team like Tottenham come in for him, you know, who are definitely going to be up there fighting for things or for European games, can they really, or can he really turn it down and make a statement to go, do you know what? There's the other top goal scorer in the league. Spurs have just went and signed him.
Yeah.
And I just think it would be a massive statement. But look, I don't know if it'll happen. I think the Berahino thing's still drifting about. He didn't play yesterday. I think he came on really late against Arsenal. So there's obviously something funny still going on there. But
well, I mean, what about?
I think we need to do it.
We mentioned Remy, haven't we? You know,
yeah,
he's still,
another one.
He's
yeah.
still sitting on the bench at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we just need someone who can come on really for the last 20 minutes. 15, 20 minutes in games.
Yeah, or if Kane's injured, someone else that can do that sort of job.
Yeah.
You know, so look, there's definitely options out there, and I just hope we'll still be up there in the mix come Christmas, and, you know, we go out and we get it done. You know, we don't leave us hanging on and don't go out and sign sign, you know, Louis Saha again or bring Berbatov back.
Yeah.
You know, go make a statement.
Chadley, but,
you know,
Chadley's out.
Another one, Chadley. Yeah, you're right.
He's been excellent for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, none of this gets mentioned by these experts who bang on about, you know, Spurs squad's not quite deep enough. You know, they haven't quite got enough players. Well, actually, we've got three or four players who would normally play in our first team who are out, and it just so happens that the cover that we've got coming in has been fantastic, and those three or four players who are out injured actually probably might even struggle to get on the bench because we've got such a good deep squad. But we just need those couple of positions. You know, so it's looking good. I mean, is there anything you wanted to say about the West Ham?
No, I was just going to ask you what was the atmosphere like on the ground?
Well, it was a lot noisier than you know normal as you'd expect because obviously it was a derby and it's the West Ham game, which is you know probably the third you know the London game that we'd look forward to, isn't it? Because you've got the Arsenal, then Chelsea, then West Ham. Even though it's probably West Ham's most important game.
Yeah, it's their cup final, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we do like beating them though. We like beating anybody. You know, we score against Stoke. We like going mad because I like celebrating goals. Got no problem with that at all. You know, we're not like Arsenal, who sort of go, oh no, we don't celebrate because we're too cool for that. Yes, you do. That's crazy in league second round League Cup games. So you know, it was good. The only thing I would say though is I just wish that the fans would sing a little bit more about Tottenham. I know that there's been a few sort of debates with other podcasts about what's your favourite Tottenham song. And I love the old classic, We Love You Tottenham. We love you Tottenham, we do, we love you Tottenham. Oh, Tottenham, we love you Tottenham. I think that's a great one to go around. And you just don't sing it anymore. It's more sort of, you know, derogatory towards Arsenal or to ex-players and particularly with the ex-players, I just think we need to move on because I think it's getting a little bit sad that we keep singing that same song. You know, it's been a few years now. So, you know, I just think that, you know, it was quite amusing, I suppose, when they first started chanting about West Ham not being very good. But then it's kind of went on and on and on. And I was like, okay, come on, sing something else now. Major point. But there you go. You know, I sat up in the West End, obviously, with the non-singers. But we got no fingernails up there, but we're all just a little bit too nervous. But, you know, it was good generally.
And I noticed the West Ham fans quarrelly emptied the ground.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before at White Hart Lane.
No.
Never seen like the whole section was just even when they scored or whenever.
I mean, I don't think Spurs seats. Fans do that. Spurs fans don't leave, do they? They sing right to the end. I mean, from what I see on TV and stuff.
Yeah, for the away support, anyway. Yeah, I would say so. But
pride you know, stuff on that.
Yeah, maybe they just wanted to get back down the high road before everybody got out. I don't blame them.
Get back to Dagenham as soon as they could.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
but no, look, what a great result, Steve. You know, puts us right up there, you know, in the mix with everybody, 4 points off Leicester City at the top of the league.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody keeps saying they're going to drop away, but here they're playing some good stuff too. But
well, I don't know too much about them, but obviously, you know, Jamie Vardy, you know, if he gets a knock, then, you know, and I suppose they've probably got a few other decent players that.
Oh, yeah, they're looking good.
You know, and we didn't do a show after the Arsenal game. But let me just give you a couple of really important things that I heard from the other Arsenal podcast, because as you know, Colin, I listen to the Arsenal podcast, so you don't have to.
Oh, that's right.
Some classic lines from our friend Alan Davis, who obviously on QI, extremely intelligent guy. He said, if there was 10 more minutes in the game, we'd have won it, as in Arsenal would have done it. That's so insightful that, you know, a game is 90, 95 minutes, but if there were 10 more minutes, then Arsenal would have won it. Brilliant.
Yeah.
He also said, you can write off the first half because Cazorla wasn't very well. He wasn't very well, Colin.
Does he?
Yeah, he's not very well. Mind you, when you watch highlights, every single attack that Arsenal had, which wasn't very many, Cazorla was right in the middle of it, playing the passes. he was probably their best player in the first half, so that's a load of rubbish. And, of course, did they write off the Adebayor game then when he got sent off after 8 minutes or whatever it was? Of course they didn't. talking about no injury. Oh, yeah, one of these little minions who laughs at everything he says, and, of course, they've got no injuries in their team. Well, there you go. I've just reeled off about three or four. They were time-wasting, accused Spurs of time-wasting. Sorry, what point in that game was Spurs time wasting? And they also said that we celebrated the draw. And when he said that, he said, oh, isn't it such a joy watching Spurs celebrate a draw like that? And they all laughed and it was so funny. Well, sorry, I wasn't there, but I didn't see the Spurs fans leaping around celebrating. I mean, I was trying to think to a time when Spurs have ever, or any team has ever celebrated a draw. And the only one I could think of was Martin Keown, who was playing for Arsenal. And you remember when he whacked Nistelrooy around the back of the head?
Oh, yes, yes.
Celebrating a draw. of course, we celebrated the 4-4.
Yeah.
But that was amazing circumstances. And I'm sorry, the only team that was celebrating that draw were the Arsenal, because they were all saying how brilliant it was that, you know, Spurs were fantastic, but they still got a draw out of it. Oh, sorry. We were all disappointed. We were all like, oh, so disappointing because we played so well. We were celebrating that draw. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just a few insightful things that the enemy is talking about. it's all absolute rubbish.
I know, but, well, funny, as you say, unfortunately, we didn't get a show out there last week. So we didn't, I think you're going to say that we had a bit of a chat the other night there, Steve, the two of us, you know, just to try and get out, and it's apologies to people that we haven't got them out just as regular, you know, as we would like to, but, yeah. You know, we're still going to get them. The people are on Twitter there and things, thinking that we're maybe stopping a game, we're not, you know, it's just, we just sort of need to let you guys know that we just maybe won't always get them out on a weekly basis at the minute.
Yeah.
We're just, Steve and myself, we're just so busy, and it's just trying to, you know, to cram in that hour that you get free one evening.
And what also happens, Cole, is I'll listen to them whenever they come out, all the other pods, and yes. I'll have my own opinions, and I'll think, right, I want to say something different. Oh, well, this is different. And then someone else will say it, and I think, well, okay, someone said it now. And then I'll just, like, call you on a Wednesday or whatever and say, you know, what you're up to, and you're busy or something. And then by the time we get round to it, it's like, well, all the opinions that I was going to say have been said already. So I kind of think, you know, there's no point doing it. So, but doing a show nice and early like this is good,
yeah.
Because it means I haven't heard any other podcast. So everybody else is copying me.
Yeah, that's it. And that's all it was. We had a good 40. Well, we actually probably should have just recorded it. I think you actually said that whenever we were chatting, but no, it wasn't anything major. It was just sort of say, right, look, sorry, the two of us haven't been able to get, especially with Arsenal, because we never miss an Arsenal podcast. We always do a pre-Arsenal one and straight after the game. But it was just one of those weeks. But as you say, we never really got the Syracuse. And look, I'm like yourself, certainly didn't celebrate getting a draw, was disappointed. And I think, again, that's another massive statement to put out there that, you know, we were all genuinely disappointed we didn't get a result there.
Yeah.
And only really for quite a fortunate goal from Arsenal with Gibbs.
Yeah.
And I sort of blame Lloris wasn't, sort of could put a wee bit of fault on him there for it as well. But saying that, you know, in hindsight too, when I watched back, Giroud had, you know, a couple of real good chances as well. But I just thought the whole game we were superb. And you know, we played Monday night Villa, then Thursday night, and then at the Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, and like, that was three big, big games that week. And then to really dominate the game up to about the 81st minute says a lot about this team, you know. And again, you look at today, the energy that was put in after playing, you know, so after international games, all of our players all away and the energy level's all there, you know. So, look, massive result. I was delighted, you know, that we didn't lose, obviously, the Arsenal.
Mm.
And again, I just think it put out another statement there, and it was great the Arsenal then going loose, so better. Happy
days. They do love this line when they say, "Oh, they played us off the park, they played brilliantly, and they still couldn't beat us," as if like we haven't beaten them for ages. Oh, sorry, we beat you last, what was it, March, April?
Yeah, and the year before, I think I've been always a White Hart Lane anyway.
1-1 with the Chadley goal. I think the last time they beat us was Rosicky, and that was what, three years ago.
Yeah,
and we dominated that game. But they right. scored after the first minute, was it? First couple of minutes, and then we absolutely pounded them.
Yeah.
So you know, sorry, you can't say you can't make those stats. What they do, don't even listen.
Yeah, that's it.
It's funny. There's a clip of their Arsenal TV man asking, I think, Flav from the Fighting Cock about, and he's got a real smirk on his face again. So, Kane this year, not very good, is he? You know, you still reckon he's good, do you? And it's and Flav's just like rolling his eyes going, well, it's been, 10 games. Obviously, he's not got on the score sheet as much as we'd liked, but he's a brilliant player and he's playing really well and he'll come good. And the guy's just smirking and he thinks he's being so clever. And well, there you go. There you go. Kane has scored now, but he's played brilliantly all season.
Yeah, it's been great.
Just been terrific.
Yeah, no, it's great to see him on a great run as well. And, four games in a row now, he's scored two.
Yeah.
I didn't say it earlier on, Kyle Walker, what a finish.
Yeah.
And I think we've goals all over the team.
Yeah.
We really do. Mason had a great shot that hit the post. Like really today, and I know I've jumped back to West Ham, it could have been six or seven, Steve.
Yeah.
Quite easy. Dele Alli hit the crossbar, Kane missed a great chance. Son actually had two really good chances as well. And then Eriksen, the keeper, made a great save from Eriksen. So no, all round, absolutely brilliant. It's great to see. Cool. And one other thing, and I was going to bring it up, towards the end of the show anyhow. When you watch this team, you can see people that want to play for Spurs, and that's what Eric Dyer's interview after. You could just see it in his face.
Yeah.
It was him and Kane, and there was two young lads that want to be there, want to do the business. And where I was leading it on to was, obviously, Davey Elder, the Spurs poet, had his Legends Night last week over here in Northern Ireland.
Mm.
And, with Maxi Miller, Mark Falco and Tony Galvin over.
Yeah.
And, I drove away up to that night, and what a fantastic, and terrible weather conditions, and massive shout out to all the guys that come up and supported Davey on that night. That was the real diehard Spurs fans that were all there.
Yeah.
And, to listen to those guys talk about Spurs, and they talked about the current team. You can nearly see that atmosphere in this squad. That it's people that want to be there and want to play for us.
Yeah.
And that's what those guys were all about. Like their stories are just unreal. It's just a different world. Obviously there was a lot of drinking back in those days. Different sort of a culture. But the be all and end all was they all wanted to play for Spurs and love the club. And you can see players now at Spurs. That you could see being there for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, Paulinho didn't join Tottenham thinking, oh, great, I've joined Tottenham. As it's clearly, he came just thinking, this will be a doddle or I'll play here for a couple of years, then I'll go to Real Madrid or whatever. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Just amazing the way that he's still in China, isn't he, or something? I don't know. I
think so.
Amazing. Right, mate. Good, good, good. I don't think there's anything more from me, but obviously, we'll try and do a few more shows. We'll keep going, plodding along.
Yeah, we'll try and get one out next week. After the Chelsea game.
Yeah, keep the messages coming on Twitter. I respond to everything, or I try to. If I don't, then just sort of say, oh, I asked you a question, you didn't answer me. I might have missed it, but try and keep the Twitter thing going because I do try and answer everything.
Yeah, definitely.
And like I say, with our opinions, we do try and say different things. I play devil's advocate a hell of a lot because I like to get a conversation going. Sometimes I might do a little wind up, to get things going.
That's what I was going to say.
Conversation Steve, going because
Steve loves.
Go on.
Steve loves to wind us all up.
Well, it's because I tell you what, it's Carl, because I follow how many 200 or 300 Spurs fans. And you see this comment and you see Townsend's this, Townsend's that, Townsend's this, Townsend's that. And I just think, well, do you know what? I'm going to put something different. So I tweet something like, I've still got faith in Townsend and see what comes back. Oh, you're just winding us up. Oh, you're such a... So, no, I'm just saying different opinion. That's all. See what you get.
You love it, Steve. And do you know what I love?
Townsend's going to come good again. I'll tell you that. He's going to come good again.
we'll see. But no, you love to wind it up, and I love it as well, Steve, because you get all the abuse and I don't. So it's great.
I'll handle my own. I like it. I like it. Tell us what you think. That's what
you just love. Tell people just a quickie, anybody that wasn't on. You had a nice bit of banter with a guy from a well-known newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. So I said to him.
And Chris Fitzgerald stuck up for you, our good friend Chris.
Yeah. No, I said he made the comment on, was it Friday? Glenn Hoddle's such an idiot, something like this. So I said, Glenn Hoddle, football legend versus newspaper reporter. I know, something like that. Nothing too offensive, just a little banter, he'd wind up, nothing back. And then on Tuesday, when Dele Alli score, I said, you will make sure that you boost Dele Alli and then knock him down at the next opportunity you get. So which he sort of said, shut up, you idiot. and I said, oh, no, the correct response from a professional journalist is, I'll report on Dele Alli as I see it, or something like that. And then he messaged me back, why should I say that? What do you spend your evening slagging people off? I said, no, I'm just pointing out that newspapers, particularly your one, have a tradition over the 40 years of building these players. And then as soon as something goes wrong, you love dishing the dirt and finding information about them. And, it sells newspapers. To which he sort of said, yeah, you're an idiot, you're a twit. He didn't swear at me, fair enough. And then saying, we report on the truth, we report on our opinions. I was like, oh, okay, all right, fine. we're not gonna win that one. And then, of course, your mate pitched in and said, oh, what about that story you wrote about Loris going to Man United and all this sort of,
That's right.
So what can you say? What can you say?
Yeah.
I left it, and then about an hour later, I checked back in and he blocked me.
Brilliant.
Okay, all right.
No, it was good. I must admit, I was out, and Chris Fitzgerald had sent me a message about it. So we checked whenever I got into the house, and I just couldn't believe the guy's first response to you. Yeah. It wasn't as if you had said much to him, and it was just calling you an idiot, and it was him giving you abuse at the end of the day. So, look, absolutely brilliant. What's the guy's name?
Bleep.
Get it out there, and we'll all abuse him.
Just a journalist.
You're blocked now, Steve.
I think he must have been watching Apprentice or something, because I think he was trying to be, like Lord Sugar, when he gets a bit of abuse, he tells people to shut up on Twitter. I think that's what he was doing, trying to be him. And it's like, you're not him. you don't have a right to speak to people like that. But as a journalist, he must have got so much worse than me saying, please don't knock Dele Alli. Don't slag me off. Of course I'm not going to. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
Brilliant. No, it's sure. It's good. And I'm just glad to hear he blocked you as well, Steve, because I know myself and a few other boys, I know we're ready to block you as well. So, especially the Spurs poet.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Only winding you up, yes. We're only winding you up.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm very, very sensitive, as you know.
You are indeed. You are indeed. But look, mate, brilliant day. And good to get a show out again. And, super win. And, bring on the Chelsea now. Bring them on.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, if we don't get a result, which we might not, we can't win them all. And we are due a loss. And, of course, they're due a win. And let's not, underplay it. They have got great players. And someone like Hazard, has been awful all season, looked as if he was right up for it against Norwich. And, you don't know if these guys have been told, you're playing for your futures here, or even if Roman Abramovich has sort of said, get us into the top four and I'll give you each a Bentley or whatever. you don't know how these things work. But even if we don't get a result, we're still right up there, and you can't win them all.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to lose a game eventually, but we've done all right the last few weeks. Obviously, we've got to go to Azerbaijan, this is exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to Europa. You've got to go miles away. You don't get to train for the game that you're playing, but then again, this year we haven't been too bad at that.
Yeah.
And if we play it right, we'll be okay. And as people keep pointing out, the Europa thing now gets you a Champions League place. So,
exactly.
You know what? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm slowly turning round. But I tell you what, if we go to Carabag and he plays Kane for 90 minutes and he comes off and he's injured, you know, I'll be absolutely livid. Absolutely livid.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we just have to wait and see, you know, how that all pans out. But look, I'm more than confident. And again, I'm delighted, you know, it's at home. The crowd's up for things a minute. You know, let's get that atmosphere week in, week out, even if things aren't going well. You know, I just think you see such a difference when you can hear that crowd.
Yeah.
You know, and like we have been in some big games with you, Steve, especially the Arsenal games. And you know, when the four sides are up off their feet and, you know, there's no other place like White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
And I think you can definitely see, you know, what the players and, you know, it just lifts them, you know, and the old saying about the 12th man, you know, we've definitely got it there in that stadium, you know. So
yeah.
Let's get ready for them next week, you know, and come on, you Spurs.
That's it. All right, mate. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to chat. See you soon.
Cheers. Come on. Come on, you Spurs.